Hey guys, thank you so much for joining us for the NCC podcast. God is doing so many great things in our community, and I trust that He's doing great things in your life as well. And I trust that God is going to speak to you through this message.
Hey, North Point, and happy 4th of July. You know, we do not live in a perfect country, but I can tell you what, I am grateful for our country. I'm grateful for the progress that we're making in our country, the improvements that are coming in our country, the awareness that is coming into our country. I am so grateful to be a part of the United States of America, and so grateful for the men and women who make our freedom possible. Thank you so much for joining us here on this holiday weekend, and maybe you're even watching this during the week because you spent the weekend with friends and family at the lake on a quick weekend getaway. Thank you so much for taking time to join us, as right now we are in our series entitled Jesus. That's right. We are spending our summer talking about Jesus, not just talking about who Jesus was or what Jesus did, but really how Jesus lived, and therefore how we should live as His followers. And we've been saying that we experience salvation through the finished work of the cross, but we experience transformation through the continued work of Jesus in our lives as He begins to change the way that we think, the way that we behave, the way that we act. Our life is transformed by Him, because this is what Scripture says. Scripture says that the same Spirit that was in Christ, that same Spirit that raised Him from the dead, is on the inside of us. So if the Spirit of Christ is on the inside of us, then what we see in Him should be seen in us. I'm going to say that for you again. What we see in Him in the Scriptures should be seen in us in our lives today. And now you may be thinking, okay, well, what does that really look like? Well, the Apostle Paul tells us in Galatians chapter 5, he gives us what we call the fruit of the Spirit, right? And this is what he writes. He says, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Well, over the last few weeks, we've talked about love, and we've talked about joy, and we've talked about peace, and today we're going to talk about patience. Have you ever heard the phrase, patience is a virtue? Patience is a virtue. You know why that is true? You know why people say that? Is because patience is a hard skill to master. Now, I want you to keep in mind, it's a hard skill. It is a skill. Patience is a skill. We're going to come back and talk about that in a minute. But it is a hard skill to master. Let me just give you a quick definition for the word patience. It is this: it is the capacity and habit to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without complaining or getting angry or upset. Now, as we read through the Gospels, we see Jesus being patient. I mean, we see Jesus being patient. At 12 years old, Jesus is sitting around the temple, and his questions and his wisdom are astounding the religious leaders of the day. However, it wasn't until 30 years old that Jesus really stepped onto the scene and began his ministry. Can you imagine the patience that it took, knowing what was inside of you, knowing the wisdom that was in you, knowing the miracles that were in you, and was waiting for this appropriate time to launch into ministry. We also see Jesus with his disciples. I mean, just think about this. All the messages that they heard, all the miracles that they saw, all the prayers that they heard Jesus pray, And yet they always seem to be just one step behind. One of the things that amazes me in John chapter 16, after Jesus has explained some things, one of the disciples speaks up and they say, "Oh, now we believe. You are speaking directly and clearly and not figuratively. Now we believe in what you are saying." And Jesus is like, "Really? Now you believe?" I mean, when Lazarus came up out of the grave after he had been dead for 4 days, after 5,000 men plus women and children, 15, 20,000 people were fed with a few loaves of bread and a couple fish. Come on, I mean, after all that we have seen and all that, now you are going to believe? Don't you know Jesus had to be patient with his disciples? We see Jesus being patient with God's timing. We see Jesus even being patient in his suffering. We see Jesus being patient with difficult people. And as the followers of Jesus, we have to walk in that same patience. The scripture actually says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 5, it says, "May the Lord lead your hearts into a full understanding and expression of the love of God and the patient endurance that comes from Christ." Come on, I want you to see that right there. He says, "May the Lord lead your hearts into a full understanding and expression of the love of God and the patient endurance that comes from Christ." What he's saying here is that there needs to be an understanding that is taking in, and there needs to be an expression that is living out. So we need to take in God's love, and we need to take in the patience that is in Christ so that we can do what? So that we can live out the love of God, and so that we can live out the patience that we find in Christ. And let's remember, what we see in him should be seen in us. We see patience in Jesus, so we should see patience in ourselves. Now, here's the great news about patience. This is the great news. If you don't have any, you can get some. And if you do have some, you can get more. And here's the reason why. Because patience is produced in you, not put into you. I will say that again for you. Patience is produced in you, not put into you. It's produced in you through transformation. It's not put into you at birth. It doesn't come in your DNA. No, patience has to be produced on the inside of you. Patience is like a muscle that can be developed over time. With conscious repetition, we can cultivate an unconscious disposition. With a conscious repetition, I mean, whenever we work, whenever we focus, whenever we rep this patience, when we work this patience, we can cultivate an unconscious disposition. That means we can change our tendency from impatience to patience, and that is our goal. We want patience to become our habit. We want it to become the natural outflow of our lives. We want it to become our tendency. That's what we want. So if we want it to become that unconscious disposition, we are first going to have to put it into a conscious repetition in our life. Now, today, there are so many studies being done and scientific research on patience, and what they really show us is that there's so many advantages found in patience. Patience has both mental and emotional health benefits. I mean, some of those benefits are less depression, less negative emotions, including anger, less headache, acne flare-ups, ulcers, stomach problems. You get better sleep. I mean, these are just some of the many benefits mentally and physically that come with patience. But here's the truth. We don't really need research to prove that because we can feel it. You and I both know what it is to be impatient, and we know what it is to be patient. And we know that we feel better mentally, emotionally, and even physically when we are patient instead of when we are impatient. And as I was preparing for this message, I came across a great study and a great article from a psychologist named Sarah Schnitker. She was a former professor at Fuller Theological Seminary. And here's the thing, she specializes in patience, self-control, gratitude, and generosity. These are her areas of expertise. And I was completely fascinated by what she had to say. And she puts all of these things into our spiritual and religious development. And it was a really fascinating study. And I want to give you first the definition that she uses for patience. She says patience is the ability to stay calm while you're waiting for an outcome that you need or want. It's the ability to stay calm while you're waiting for an outcome that you need or want. You see, here's the thing about patience. Patience is always active, never passive. Patience is working, not waiting. It is working to stay calm. It is working to remain steadfast. It is working. It is working while we are waiting for the outcome that we desire. We have got to be working. Don't ever fall into the trap that thinking patience is a passive game, that patience is just a waiting game. No, patience is a working game. It's a working game while we are waiting to see the outcome that we want or we need. And she breaks patience down into three categories. And I found this to be so incredibly helpful. And she lists these categories as interpersonal patience, life hardship patience, and daily hassles patience. But me being who I am, you know, I had to reword those and make them all start with the same letter just so I could remember them better and have a little alliteration. And so I have rephrased those, and I want to break these three patience categories down to people patience, process patience, and pettiness patience. People patience, process patience, and pettiness patience. Let's take a closer look at these three categories. Let's get a little deeper look, a little more in detail of what she's talking about. And this helped me so much. I want you to take out your pen and your paper, take out your phone. I want you to take some notes because this was so incredibly profound and helpful for me. When we talk about people patience, this is simply being patient with the demands, the struggles, and even the failures of people. You know, you might consider certain people to be lazy. You might consider them hard to understand or even downright unreasonable. They might have bad habits that drive you crazy. But losing your patience with them will not benefit you, and it's probably not going to make the situation better. It's not going to benefit you to lose your patience, and it's not going to make things better. You see, whether you are dealing with a difficult coworker, whether you're dealing with a difficult family member, whether you're dealing with a stubborn friend, whatever that might be, patience and understanding are essential. And this is what the Bible tells us about people patience. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 14 says, be patient with everyone. Come on, say everyone. Be patient with everyone. Now, as I was looking up these scriptures, man, there are scriptures that say, hey, be patient with those around you. There's even scriptures that say, be patient with difficult people. But I chose this one because there is no way around it. It is just so clear. Be patient with everyone. The believer and the non-believer, the people you like and the people that you don't like, the people you agree with and the people that you don't agree with. You must always be patient with everyone. And the second category of patience that we're going to look at is process patience. This is simply having perseverance with the process, no matter what that process might look like, whether we're talking about overcoming a serious professional setback, fighting through a lengthy medical treatment, or just working diligently to accomplish a long-term goal, whether that would be professional or personal, whether that's starting a business or going on that vacation that you always wanted to go on. It's about perseverance in the process. Whatever the obstacle you have to overcome, you are going to need to keep your emotions under control throughout the entire journey. No matter what you are trying to achieve, what you are trying to accomplish, you are going to have to keep your emotions under control for the entire journey. This is what the scriptures say in Galatians chapter 6. It says, "So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up." So you see the process. He says, don't get tired of doing what is good. Don't get tired of doing what is good, because at the right time, or some translations say, in due season, you will reap. But it lets us know that there is going to be time in between the sowing and the reaping. I cannot get tired with the process. I cannot lose my perseverance. If I do, I will not reap the blessing that God wants me to reap in my life. So there has to be process patience if I'm going to receive everything that God wants me to receive in this life. And that takes us to the third category of patience that she breaks it down into, and that is what I call pettiness patience. It's just the daily hassles of life. It's the little things that happen that are beyond your control. I mean, we're talking about things that are as trivial as just getting stuck in traffic, having to wait in a long line at the grocery store, your cell phone call keeps dropping, your laptop won't connect to the Wi-Fi. It's these little things that happen, and they happen to us all the time. But here's the thing, we also need patience to get through those dull but yet unavoidable day-to-day tasks that don't necessarily contribute to our personal goals. You know, the ability to maintain self-discipline and consistently give a job the attention to detail that it needs. This is truly a hallmark of patience, that you can just show up every day doing what you know you need to do, and you're not flipping out over all the little things that are happening in the course of your day or in the course of your week. You know, this is what the Bible says about this pettiness, patience. In Proverbs 29:11, it says, "A short-sighted fool always loses his temper and displays his anger, but a wise man uses self-control and holds it back." I want you to notice that. It says, "A short-sighted fool." It means that you can't see past the moment. You can't see past the milk that your child just spilled on the table. You can't see past this temporary interruption. You can't see past this momentary delay. You can't see past it. And because you are short-sighted and it takes all of your attention and all of your focus, and you don't have the ability to see beyond it or even to reframe it, all you see is that, then what happens is you burst into anger. It says you're a short-sighted fool. You burst into anger. You begin to display your emotions. And it says, but the wise person uses self-control and they hold it back. They hold it back. You see, here is why this was so eye-opening and helpful for me. Because we can have patience in one category and therefore label ourselves as patient, and therefore we don't work on the other areas of patience that we might not have. Or the opposite is also true. We don't have patience in one category And then we label ourselves as impatient, but we actually have patience in these other areas. And this is so powerful because if we have patience in one area and we label ourselves as patient, but then we are not patient in these other areas, we never develop, we never grow. And so therefore, we are not going to get the rewards that we could get from patience in those areas. But if we label ourselves as impatient, just because we are impatient in one area and we say, well, you know, I'm just not patient. I'm just an impatient person. And we don't realize that we do actually have patience in these other areas. It will discourage us and even convince us that we are the type of person that will never have patience, but we actually do already have some. We've just labeled it in the wrong areas. And now here's the truth. For me and for you, most people are going to have at least one category, if not all three. Come on, somebody, if you need help in all three, you can just wave at me as I wave at you right now. But there's going to be at least one category that we need to produce more patience in. And we cannot hide behind the patience that we have in those other areas and then use that as an excuse. Well, I'm patient with people, so therefore I don't have to be patient with the process. I'm patient with the little hassles of life. I'm patient with that pettiness, but therefore I don't have to be patient with people because I'm a patient person in this area. No, we want to be patient in every area. Why? Because Jesus encountered people problems. He encountered process problems. He encountered pettiness problems. And Jesus was patient with them all. And if Jesus was patient with them all, then we also need to be patient in every area. Well, here's what I will tell you, is that if we don't give the Holy Spirit permission to produce this patience in us. And one of the reasons that, well, here's one of the reasons that we don't give the Holy Spirit permission. We don't give the Holy Spirit permission to produce it in us because we are either unaware or we are in denial that we have a lack in that area. This is why we've got to see all three areas so clearly. This is why this was so amazing to me. Is because I think about patience as just like one thing, one overall concept. And therefore, if I don't know I'm lacking patience in an area, I'm not going to say, hey, Holy Spirit, I need you to produce patience when it comes to people. I need you to produce patience when it comes to the process. I need you to help me produce patience when it comes to the pettiness, the day in, day out things of life. I need you to help me. If I am unaware or if I am in denial, I am not allowing and giving the Holy Spirit permission to produce it on the inside of me. But that's what the scripture says. It says the Holy Spirit will produce these things in us, but we've got to get in agreement with what the Holy Spirit wants to do in us for the Holy Spirit to do it in us. So that's why we're going through these three areas. Why? Because we want awareness. Boom, we want our eyes to be open. Man, I've never seen that before. I've never seen patience in these categories. Then we want that awareness to take us to some honest evaluation and to say, man, I thought I was a patient person, but the reason that I thought I was a patient person is because I'm patient with the petty things of life and all the things that happen day to day, and the traffic jam doesn't get me, and the train coming across stopping me, that doesn't get me. None of that gets me, but man, being patient with the process long term, oh man, I'm not patient with that. So we have this awareness, and it creates this honest evaluation where we say, man, I need some of this patience in my life. I need the Holy Spirit to produce some patience in this area. And so then we say, okay, now what? Now what? Now I look at it and I go, okay, I need this one area. I need two areas. Maybe you're like me, you need all three areas. What now? What do we do now? Let me just give you three quick things to help you increase your patience. And remember, patience is like a muscle. It grows when you work it. It develops when you work it. You have got to work the muscle in order for it to develop. So here, what can we do to increase patience in our life? Number one is this: identify your feelings and their triggers. Identify your feelings and their triggers. What is my physical, my mental or my emotional response to impatience? What feeling comes? Is it just irritability? Is it anger? Is it anxiety? Is it nervousness? Is it this need to rush and make quick, fast decisions that aren't very well thought? What is happening on the inside? And then maybe what is even happening to you physically? Physical signs can be a great signal to you of what's really happening on the inside. Maybe you feel your heart rate accelerate. Maybe you feel your hands begin to clench. Maybe your breathing gets a little faster. Maybe you start feeling tension in your muscles, in your shoulders, in your back. Maybe your foot starts to bounce or to jiggle a little bit, that you start feeling some of that nervous energy. You've got to first identify the feelings that come with your impatience. And then as you begin to identify those feelings, you begin to identify those triggers. You say, well, what is a trigger? A trigger is just a word, a person, or a situation that can cause these feelings. Just a word that somebody says, a phrase that somebody says, it can trigger you. A person or a group of people, it can be a trigger. A situation that you walk into, it can be a trigger. And now let me just say this. There's also one little tip is that hunger, dehydration, and lack of sleep, these things can also be triggers that will trigger you into this impatience. And whenever we talk about you know, triggers and the process of identifying these things, it's not that you won't always be able to avoid the trigger that will make you impatient, but you can learn to manage your reactions to them. You won't be able to avoid it altogether, but you'll know. You will walk into a situation and know, this situation is a situation that will trigger me. You'll be having to meet with a group of people, and you'll know there'll be a person in there that can trigger you. Maybe even things that people say can be a trigger, and you know. And so what happens is I can't avoid that situation. I can't avoid that meeting. I can't avoid that person. But what I can do is prepare myself to be able to manage my emotions in that moment when it happens. But that does not happen if I do not identify my feelings and my triggers. So that's the first thing that we have to do. Here's the second thing we need to do. We need to practice gratitude and mindfulness. Practice gratitude and mindfulness. Those who practice gratitude have been found to be better at patiently delaying gratification. Those who regularly practice gratitude have been found to be better at patiently delaying gratification. What that simply means is that if we're thankful for what we have today, we're not desperate for more stuff or better circumstances immediately. If I'm thankful for what I have and I'm living in gratitude, then I'm not desperate for more stuff and I'm not desperate for things to change right now. And we have to practice that gratitude, and it helps us with our patience. And then also mindfulness. Mindfulness can be connected to meditation, and there are so many benefits of meditation. Now, listen, I'm not talking about some new age meditation, everything. No, what I'm talking about is, I mean, meditation is all through the Bible. Meditation is just concentrated thought, right? We read about David in the Psalms talking about meditating on the Word, meditating on God's goodness. We need to meditate. We need to meditate on the fruit of the Spirit. We need to meditate on love. We need to meditate on joy. We need to meditate on peace. We need to meditate on patience. We need to think about these things. We need to meditate on them. And just by being mindful and meditating, focusing our mind on patience, there are so many tremendous benefits that will come whenever we just create. And maybe you want to create a block of time in your day where, man, you do 5 or 10 minutes of meditation. There's great apps out there. They'll lead you through some guided meditations, just helping you calm your mind. And this is what I have found. It helps me so much in the moments where I used to have a response that would be out of anger. What it helps me with, by just being mindful on a consistent basis, by that meditation, in that moment, Kids are arguing late at night, right? Like it's the end of the day. Ah, man, you're tired. You're exhausted. In that moment, I can be mindful in that moment and I can just take a pause. I can take a deep breath. And as I take that pause and as I take that deep breath, I'm becoming mindful. I'm beginning to notice what is happening on the inside of me. I'm noticing my emotions. I'm noticing my frustration and my anger. And I'm saying, okay, I don't want this to come out of me. I don't want to say things in this moment that I don't need to say to my children. I don't want to do this. And so in this moment of being mindful, I can change my response on the outside simply by noticing what is happening on the inside. This is so vitally important if you do not want impatience to rule you. Man, practicing gratitude and mindfulness, this will help you build that patience muscle in your life. And here's the last thing that I'll share with you today, and that is reframe the situation. Reframe the situation. You know, feeling impatient is not an automatic emotional response. But this is what we think. It's just an automatic response. It's like, oh, I get cut off in traffic. There's an automatic emotional response that's going to come out of me. No. You have to understand that impatience involves a conscious thought and a conscious choice. It involves a conscious thought. It's a conscious choice. We need to understand that. It's not just automatic. It is there, and it is automatic in the sense that we've done it for so long, we got to do something to change it. Yeah, it is automatic in that, but you have a choice. You have a choice. You can reframe the situation. You know, I never will forget, this was years ago, I was driving with somebody in my car, and man, somebody cut me off, and you know, I was like, oh, you know, I was getting a little irritated and upset, and I asked the person I was riding with, I said, hey, do you get upset, like, when this happens, like, is this, like, normal for you or whatever, and they said, no, I don't really get upset, and they just say, you know, I just always assume that, man, this person has had a really hard day, this person is trying to get home, trying to get home to a wife and a kids. They've got some problems, challenge, whatever it is. Like, man, they're just doing the best that they can. And it was amazing in that moment because I thought, wow, here the same thing is happening. And I'm thinking about, man, this person just pulled out in front of me. They're trying to ruin my day. They are trying to make my life more difficult. They are full assault on me right now. And what he did is he gave me a way to reframe the situation. They're not trying to make my life worse. They're just trying to get where they want to go. Maybe it's an emergency. Maybe they just got a really tough phone call. Maybe they're dealing with a sick mom and they're not even focused on driving their car because, man, they're thinking about their mom being sick. Man, I can reframe the situation. It's be the same with you. You've got a coworker who is late to a meeting again, and you can either take that 10 minutes and you can fume about how disrespectful this is and how they are just disregarding your time, or you can use that extra 10 minutes as an opportunity to do something productive. You can use that extra 10 minutes to read a book, to grow intentionally. You can use that extra 10 minutes to encourage somebody, send some encouraging texts, send some gratitude messages out, thanking people for the difference that they've made, how grateful you are for what they do in your life. I mean, you can use those 10 minutes, but it's all about reframing. And one of the things when it comes to building that patience muscle is we have to work to reframe the situations that put us into an impatient mentality, that cause us to have that emotional or that physical response that comes on because of our impatience. We've got to learn to reframe the situation. Well, hey, listen, I hope that this was as helpful for you. Now, I'm telling you, whether you take away anything from this or not, I've been so blessed. I've been so blessed by what I've learned in this process about patience, the three categories of patience, the three things that I can do to build my patience muscle. I'm telling you, I'm taking this and I'm applying it in my life right now. And it is making such an incredible difference already. Hey, we're closing out all of our messages this year with a lead acrostic because in 2021, this is our year of application. We don't want to just listen to the words of Jesus. We want to do the words of Jesus. We want to put them into our lives and into our homes. And if we're going to do that, then we're going to have to lead ourselves well. And if we want to lead others well, we're going to have to lead ourselves well. So as we go through this lead acrostic, it's what did we learn? What are we evaluating? What are we applying? And then the D is always the same. It's just do it again. And our learn today, our takeaway is this. The ability to be patient is produced in us, not put into us. Okay? The ability to be patient is produced in us. It is not put into us. It's not just, oh, well, either you have it or you don't. Either you were born with it or you were not. Either you grew up this way or you're not going to have it. No. It is produced. It can be produced in all of us, every single one of us. The evaluate is this. What is the most challenging category of patience for you? Is it people? Is it process? Or is it pettiness? What is the most challenging? What is the most difficult for you? Is it people? Is it simply having to be patient with difficult people? Is it being patient with the process? Man, just keep on going, right? Just keep on. That long-term mentality, is that just so hard for you? Or how about the pettiness? Those life hassles, man, just the day-to-day, the things that happen. Oh, man, it can just get you so enraged and upset. Which one of these is the most challenging for you? And then our application is this. Reframe at least one situation this week. Change the story. That's exactly what happened. The guy who was riding with me, he just gave me a different story to tell. Because the story I was telling is that those people were out to get me. And the story that I changed to was they're not out to get me. No, they're just trying to make it through their life. They're just trying to be the best they can. I've changed the story. And so this is what I want you to do this week. I want you to reframe a situation. Reframe a situation when it comes to a person. Reframe a situation when it comes to a pettiness issue. Reframe a situation when it comes to process. You can reframe a situation and see it through a different lens. And that is my challenge for your application. And then the D, it's always the same. Hey, do it again. Just keep on doing it again and again and again. And let's continue to produce patience on the inside of us as we let the Holy Spirit do His holy work within our hearts. Amen. Come on, can I pray for you today? Father, thank you for your word. God, thank you that it is the truth that sets us free. And we know that you are the truth. But God, we know that even though you are the truth, you are also the giver of the truth that leads us into even greater and greater freedom. And so God, we thank you for this truth today, this truth about patience, that patience is not just a one big thing, but it can be broken up. There are different areas of patience, and we need to be patient in every single area. And so God, we pray that you would help us with this patience journey. We pray, God, today that you would help us to be patient with people. Help us to be patient with the processes of life. Help us to be patient with these petty issues of life, these small little life hassles. Help us, God, to continually be patient. And right now, if you say, Philip, man, I just need a fresh start. I need a new beginning in my life. I just got to connect to God. You say, Philip, I want the Holy Spirit to produce this in me. But if I'm not connected to the vine, if I'm not connected to God, the Holy Spirit cannot produce anything in me if I'm not connected to the source of life and the source of transformation. And right now you say, Philip, I need to connect with God. I need a fresh start. I need a brand new beginning. If that's you right now when you're watching, just tell God, just say, God, that's me. That's what I need. I need to connect to you today. I need a fresh start. I need a new beginning. I want what you want in my life. And Father, I thank you for all the people that are making that decision right now to connect with you, God, that they would experience the abundant life that you have created for them. And God, help us to always be patient, ever growing in patience, developing patience until the very end of our days here on this earth. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Hey, I want to say thank you so much this July 4th weekend. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching. And next week, we're going to be right back here, and we're going to be talking about kindness, the Holy Spirit producing kindness in each and every one of us. It's going to be a great week. God bless you, and let's put it into application this week. Let's practice this patience. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening. To hear more messages like this one, make sure to subscribe and share our podcast. For more content from NCC and how to get connected, visit ncc.team.